Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is John Ford from John Ford Insurance Agency with your KINS community comment. This is great news. Three bills, AB 266, AB 243, and AB 643, are headed for Governor Jerry Brown's signature. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors have directed staff to come back with an ordinance regarding medical marijuana in compliance with state law to be effective no later than March of 2016. We are finally moving forward and at a rapid pace. I am very excited about this. For years, we have complained ad nauseum that there are no jobs here in Humboldt County. No industry. Logging and fishing have gone the way of the dinosaur. And now, here is a not-so-new industry set to jump out from behind that old-growth redwood tree into the mainstream. Believe it or not, with the passage of these new bills and recent ordinances, new opportunities will bring in much-needed revenue to our cities and the county. I recently attended the Responsible Farmers Community meeting in Petrolia and was in awe over the support and the immense knowledge the farmers have regarding cultivation and environmental responsibility. These were not your average drop-a-seed-and-hope-it-grows type of farmer. They are well-educated. They also truly care about the environment. They are on top of industry trends and are looking to embrace the new rules and regulations. They want to do it right. Now, farmers, dispensary owners, transporters, and others will now have to start operating like a business. They don't have to be a nonprofit. AB 266 now allows a for-profit status that will extend to individuals, partnerships, corporations, business trusts, etc., under the definition of person. Likewise, applicants no longer need to be patients. That means obtaining all of the necessary paperwork to become locally licensed first, then once approved, can apply for a state license. My advice? Hire a lawyer and or a consultant who knows how to maneuver through this new process. You now have to obtain business liability insurance, workers' compensation insurance, and transporters insurance if you're going to deliver. Will this put an end to the black market? In my opinion, no, it won't. But cannabis will be the shot in the arm our county needs. This was John Ford from John Ford Insurance Agency with your KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.